This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What is up, everybody?
How you guys
welcome
doing?
To episode 11 of the Biz.
The Biz. Vampire Chad.
Is it still dark?
I don't know. Is it? Look at the stream. It looks good to me on the OBS.
Nah, it looks fine. It looks fine.
Oh, okay. My. All right.
Bro, I'm not mad, but bro, vampires get hella bitches.
That's
bro. I'm
facts.
Not even tripping.
Hey, they be sucking the shit out of bitches' necks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I feel that. So, Biz episode 11. It's good to be back. You know, good to see you two again. You know, how you boys been doing all week? Haven't talked to Rizzo too much aside from the recording. I played some PUBG with Chad, you know? That's how you guys
doing.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys actually played PUBG
together?
Dude,
so fun.
I mean,
it was
not
so
surprised
fun.
Chad
I mean,
did,
yeah, I'd play that shit every day, so yeah.
But Sizz hopped on PUBG?
Listen, I'm down for a shooter game whenever, okay? I love me some shooter games.
It's did you guys fun. Dub?
Yeah, he's kind of nice. We got some
of
dubs. Yeah,
you got
bro.
Some dubs? Always,
big
it's always good dubs. Yeah. I mean, you play with Chad, you're guaranteed dubs on PUBG. You know what I'm saying?
True. I got you.
Yeah,
it's kind of my job.
That. So this week, we kind of were like confused on topics, but you know, we got some stuff for you. I'm kind of excited for like this. Literally, the last section that literally just random stuff that looks actually really fun to talk about. But so we kind of got you know, building hype. Let's start with the first topic: building hype for on-stream events, okay? And thank God we got Mr. Rizzo Man here, Mr. Big Hoss, Mr. Big Stu on Twitch all of a sudden. You know, why don't you talk about the little news that happened recently if someone doesn't know about it?
All right. So recently, I did a 3v1 on stream versus, you know, my boy Lud. I call him Lud because we're like close like that.
you guys are boys.
If anybody doesn't know Ludwig is a huge streamer on Twitch. He's probably like, I don't even know, top 30.
Five, honestly,
top,
I swear.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, he's huge, a huge streamer, and he randomly DM'd me while I was streaming, and he was like, yo, you want to do a 1v3 versus me and my buddies? And as he did this, he did it on his stream too, and a bunch of people flooded to my chat. They're like, check DMs, Ludwig DM'd you, check DM. I was like super confused. I was like, okay, I'll check. I did it, and I was making sure he didn't want to do it on that day or whatever. But no, we ended up setting it up for, I don't know, I think it was like 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, on like the 22nd or 23rd. It was on Friday, pretty sure. Yeah, it was on Friday. So that was the 22nd. But the main thing is we're talking about building hype for stream events, and the fact that we set it up together and we're like, okay, on Friday we're going to do this. I had so many people who messaged me saying like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch this. Like, I'm so excited.
Dude, I
know.
I was so hyped for it. I'm not going to lie.
I'm pretty sure you messaged me, Sizz. Yeah,
I
and
I
had...
Like, bro, this is going to be sick for Rocket League and sick for you too.
Yeah, I know. Paco, my editor, he messaged me. He's like, dude, I just can't wait to watch this. And then it kind of just gave me the idea of like, it doesn't have to be like that specifically is pretty crazy because Ludwig is such a big personality on Twitch. And then Atrioc and Stan's his friends as well. So that was just like a big thing in general. But I was thinking that it doesn't actually have to be that big. It's just cool to set something up, set a date, and then people are like excited for it. It's not that like that 9 to 5, you know, Rocket League PUBG grind, you know what I'm saying? Or it's just like the normal stuff you just constantly queue up.
I thought you were going somewhere with it, my bad. I literally sat out, we were all, I don't know if anyone in the TDC was watching, but I linked it and I was just sitting there watching the whole time. Like, this is so sick. Like, dude, seeing someone like Ludwig, who he kind of just plays anything, and he speedruns games, and he comes from Smash. That's kind of how I knew him originally, was from Smash. So
but yeah, where'd Ludwig come from? Because I noticed him like
just being like a big streamer recently, but I was gone. Like I wasn't like around Twitch or like streamers for like a year and a half probably. And I come back and this dude like popped up out of nowhere along with some other people. But like, what do you know his background at all?
I'm pretty sure he was a like he used to play Melee or commentate Melee or something, but I think Melee was his like OG stuff. But I'm not honestly 100% sure on that. But he kind of just like blew up on Twitch because he is like, I would say he's the best just chatting streamer, like in terms of content the whole way through. Every stream is like super dedicated to like something different. Like he doesn't kind of repeat content. He just he's very original, I would say. That's it. Like everyone else on Twitch,
he like structures his content more.
Exactly. He's very scheduled. Yeah. It's very very right. I don't know what the word I'm thinking of, but you kind of get what I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah,
no, yeah, but he'll do like a bunch of events like that, and he'll like you said, he'll schedule it out, so it's like people I guess can pick and choose what they actually really want to watch, but each of them will be at least somewhat interesting to where, you know, it'll gauge somebody's interest or pique somebody's interest, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'll watch this, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm pretty excited for this, instead of, hey guys, we're gonna play some ranked Rocket League today.
yep. Like I'll tune into his streams, and he always does like the like, you know, he'll order like Swedish candy and just sit there and eat it and just like rate every candy. And like, I don't know why it's so interesting to me, but just like seeing some random stuff like that. But he just does that like every other day. And he's like, actually, I remember one time I literally messaged him because I wanted to know what he used. Cause when I was doing the cooking streams or so, I was trying to figure out like what mic to use, like a wireless mic. And he replied immediately. I've never seen like a big streamer just reply that fast. So that was like kind of really cool to see. Yeah, immediately reply. He didn't follow me either. He just checked his message request and replied within like 5 minutes.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool that he replied. But yeah, he's just a good dude. I'm glad that he was playing Rocket League because, you know, someone that big and someone that I actually watch a lot, seeing someone that like that size come to Rocket League is really cool to see.
Did you like, Dylan, did you like, you know, hit him with yeah, I guess, you know, I'll play with you guys, you know, if you come on the biz, you know, next week, you know, did you drop him one of those?
Like,
you know,
yeah, but you gotta come on to my podcast with my boys. That's what I told him.
Yeah, Lud, you're cool and all, but you know, I'm not, you can't be playing with someone like me, G2 Rizzo, unless you come on that's the what, biz. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Kind of scratch your back, you know, kind of deal, you know?
No, I mean, truthfully, like, I was super excited to do it. Like, it's as soon as he messaged me, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm so down. Like, this will be so fun. But, you know, I played it cool. You know me. No,
there were moments on stream where, like, you were playing it perfectly cool. Like, you were, you know, it was good vibes. You know, you weren't going to a full fanboy mode or anything. It was clean. It was clean. I want a fanboy,
well,
no cap.
Well, I think one of the things is I used to watch his YouTube, like, so I'm looking at his stats. He really blew up in like late 2019 and like all throughout 2020. But like, I randomly got recommended one of his videos, probably like early 2020. And I like watched a few of them. And that was when I watched, I was like, oh yeah, this guy's pretty funny. And I ended up following him on Twitch, but I don't really watch him on Twitch all too much. I don't watch Twitch all too much anyway.
Yeah. No, I think that's the case for like most people that stream all day.
Yeah.
It's like hard to watch Twitch after, you know what I mean?
So when I was talking to them, it was more so just like, I wasn't like, you know, I thought they were really cool, but I wasn't like super fanboy of anything. I was just like, it was cool to just sit there and kind of just create content, you know? It was just like, that was the idea, to create content and just be entertaining. And like, that was, it was just a very clear message, you know? It was just, have fun. Like, that was it. And yeah. I thought that was a really cool thing.
Yeah, that kind of just like, that's his whole persona, his whole like shtick is. He kind of just wings everything. Like, he's very, improv. He's really good at, like, improv. Like, his humor is...
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, his humor is honestly some of the best on Twitch because he, like, kind of can just create content out of nothing because he's just good at that. Like, whether it's literally just, like, staring at your camera for an extra 5 seconds or just, like, you know, saying something at the right time. He's just good at that. I think he literally used to be, like, some actor or something. I'm not even kidding.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just good at doing content. But I remember like we even dates we've set before, like it's kind of going off topic of Ludwig, just like going back to events. Like we've just set right, like even the first Biz podcast we set, just building up hype for that date. People came in and there was like that was one of the most viewed streams we had, was the first Biz podcast. So it's like kind of setting dates for anything just immediately builds hype for it.
Yeah, have you guys actually done something like that on your stream where like you're like, you know, this is going to be something cool. Show up on this day, this time. Because what Lud does is he basically does his YouTube content, but he just does it on stream.
Like, yeah, just does it live.
He does very YouTube-esque content. Just live, and then that's it.
I did the cooking stream. That was, I planned that both times. I was like tweeting about it the whole week. That was like the only thing.
Yeah.
That was decent too. I actually had like a decent viewership for something that wasn't Rocket League.
I don't think I've ever done like a scheduled type content thing. I think maybe like an announcement or like a sponsored thing that I like hyped up a little bit beforehand, but I don't think I was ever like, oh, like I got this plan, like we're doing this, this, and this on this day, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not sure I've done anything like super, super like crazy like that. When it comes to my stream, I'm just like more of like a grinder, you know what I mean? Like there's like content creators and there's grinders, and I probably fall under the grinder category. I feel like that's why I've been trying to sort of find a balance of since coming back to streaming, is I don't want to be a grinder anymore, you know what I mean? And I think like I have the ability to like actually make well thought out like enjoyable content. It's just about like actually getting myself to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think one of the easier ones, I guess if you want to count it, because you don't really do it yourself, is like maybe like a Twitch Rivals or some sort of tournament where you're just like, oh yeah, we're gonna be playing in this tournament, and you stream that. Because yeah, I mean, Twitch Rivals, I know for sure like people will get super excited about Rocket League Twitch Rivals, and I think they've done 2 of them. But yeah, that's something that people get excited for as well, and you notice the influx of viewers during times like that as well.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Twitch Rivals. Twitch Rivals, everyone on Rocket League had like 1K viewers. It was actually insane. Like that, just anyone, anytime you have something that you recognize a lot more too, like Twitch Rivals or just a big streamer's name, it's just guaranteed that it's going to build hype too. Like it's just easier. But I mean, I guess regardless, you can kind of build hype just by setting a date and just giving some info on it.
Yeah, I think even after doing that with those guys, is I personally really want to set stuff up like that. It doesn't have to be that crazy, obviously. Like, you know, having those three is like a pretty substantial thing for at least like my channel. I mean, I could tell by the gain in viewership that I had. But it doesn't even have to be that crazy specifically. Like it could just be something smaller, or like we're gonna 1v1 Sizz or some stupid thing like that, you know. It doesn't have to be that crazy, and it doesn't have to like, oh yeah, I put this down here. It doesn't have to be like super expensive or way out of the box. Like, you don't have to do like a $10,000 challenge, you laugh, you lose, or whatever. You know, you see some of those every now and then.
Those are so insane.
You make me laugh, I give you $10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, those are pretty insane. I know, I saw someone in chat mention that Pulsefire kind of did something similar to Ludwig, and that's kind of true. Like, Pulsefire mainly just goes in with a challenge for a stream for the day and then records that and posts it to YouTube. It's kind of similar to Lud, but Lud kind of just goes pretty out of the way for a lot of stuff. He takes it pretty ham, so. But I think Pulsefire is a pretty good thing going for him, the way he does stuff. And that's probably like one of the best ways to do stuff on Twitch, is to be able to, like, because separating recordings and Twitch is just like more time taken out of your day that you can't do content on stream. So you being able to just do both at the same time is by far and away, I would say, the best thing.
Yeah, the best. I think Lud has a really good system.
Yeah,
with how he does that sort of stuff.
And he doesn't overstream too. Like a lot of, like, even like I think Tim the Tapman, he takes like 3 days off every week and just like he won't stream. And it's like,
does
a
he?
Good, yeah, it's like a good balance, like that he doesn't just go too ham. He just like he takes days off for the weekend. Like I think he watches games and then just comes back and streams, and then maybe he'll stream after the game and stuff. But I know like having a good schedule like that and just not burning yourself out is generally a better thing on Twitch. And I know Ludwig doesn't do that. He streams, like he sets a time frame from his first stream.
Yeah, I think schedules are good in general, but that's a bit of a big streamer luxury. The whole, true, like, having, like, a set 5 days, I only stream, like, 4 or 5 days a week type thing, and, like, you're still seeing growth in your channel, still doing really well. You kind of got to get to a certain point before you can do that. You know what I mean? Like I was saying before, like, grinders, baby. Like, you got to put in the hours.
The grinders.
Until you hit that whatever it is, right? Like, you're making good content, and then you hit that lick. Where all of a sudden you got a bunch of people in the channel, bro. You're coming up big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. I would agree it's way easier once you've already hit big. I think I think I would say actually that you could probably grow faster if you kind of did something similar to like Ludwig, because it's like, you know, it's out of the ordinary where you're doing some sort of different challenge every day. Like that's a lot of effort put into stream. So you wouldn't necessarily have to grind as much if you're kind of going for quality over just like, I guess you say quantity, like how long you're streaming.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. And if you don't already have like the, oh, I just stream like as many hours as possible type thing around your channel, I think it's like probably a better way to just like be real scheduled, stick to it. And then like that way you're also not having a bunch of downtime. Like you just put a little prep into your each stream and like it's way more structured. Everything's like a lot better. There's not a ton of downtime. You're not just like chilling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's probably a pretty sick way to do Twitch. Honestly, that's probably how I would prefer to do Twitch. Seems like less straining on like mentally being able to just, because sitting there streaming like 8 to 10 hours a day, like I did that for like a month and it was like insane just how much it takes out of you, your willpower.
Wait, when did you do that?
When I remember that month I just streamed like crazy. It was like when I went ham for that like 2 months before like December. And I literally think I had double your hours on streaming because of how much I was streaming. And I was like mentally draining. I'm not even kidding. It was like insane.
Yeah,
how much I
streamed. October was like of 2020 was like my most streamed month. And it was like 145 hours, which is like less. It's still less than 5 hours a day, but it's still like a lot.
Dude, yeah, that's crazy.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
My like my mentality on streaming is like so like busted from just like streaming back in the day and like trying to grow.
Breed,
like,
dude,
bro, I used to put in fucking. I used to wake up, roll out of bed, sit on my chair, stream 16 hours, roll into my bed, go to sleep, repeat, bro. Like that used to be what I did.
Dude, you were legit that's like a different breed.
People wonder why I was gone for like 2 years almost, dude. I was literally not even a fucking human being anymore, dude.
Yeah.
Like I just became a stream machine and it was hard, bro. It killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that gets me curious about like XQC, because this dude is
He's a psycho. I'm not gonna lie. No, him and Landmark as well. Do you know Landmark Rizzo?
From Tarkov.
Yeah, he's a fucking psycho. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. He wakes up, goes to his rice cooker, puts chicken, or pressure pot, goes, sits down, streams for 12 hours. 12 hours a day, does not miss a day, ever. Could you honestly just imagine how...
Yeah, that's...
Insane.
Ridiculous.
I can't. He doesn't miss a day either. It's insane how much of a grinder he is. And he's like just he's like the pinnacle of grinders, I would say. Just nonstop. Doesn't ever take a day off.
I mean, that's the same exact thing with XQC. Except, I mean, he's not 12 hours. Actually, wait, let me look at his VOD.
He streams 18 hours sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, I have too. He streams like 10 hours average. He usually hits the 10-hour mark and he's done. Except for this random 24-hour stream I'm seeing right now.
That's probably Rust.
yeah, it is. But dude, I don't even know. Like, I did one 10-hour stream a week or two ago. I think it was like nine and a half hours, something like that. And like, I didn't think it was that bad, but I didn't think I could. I don't think I can do that every day. Like, I don't know how I could do that. I like the solid like four to six hours.
Yeah.
And then just be like, yeah, I'll work. All right, I'm bored. I'm gonna head out.
Yeah,
I feel like it's easier to do those long days though when you're like really big or like growing a lot. You know what I mean? Like it's way easier to stay on stream
and stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah. In general, like
you feel a lot more.
XQC can bang out like 10-hour streams easily because he literally has like 100,000 viewers, bro. And like it's literally just him hanging out with people is probably how he sees it. Like this, he's gonna be chilling on his computer anyway. Might as well like stream and like see what chat has to say about everything he does, you know?
Yeah, I feel like chat also generates a lot of topics for you as well, so you could just
A huge part of streaming. Huge.
Yeah, well, I feel like once you get a chat growing a lot, they're always talking through and it's just rolling. You can just keep going on the next comment. Oh, next topic, and you can just keep going with it. But it is a grind though.
Yeah, it's still a grind.
Big grind. Yeah, it takes a lot of work to do that. I mean, even Athena's 1 year challenge, like that's insane. I'm not gonna lie, that's ridiculous that she just streamed for a year straight. And I think is she doing it again this year?
Yeah, she started it again. She's going for year two.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. I mean,
ridiculous.
That's just insane. Like how much that's pure grind.
Yeah, I was gonna bring her up when we ended up talking about TikTok too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll get to that. You want to go to this next topic?
Yeah. So this is. Oh yeah. Do you have anything to add, Chad, about the?
No. Yeah.
XCC hype. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Good.
all right. So something happened.
Next topic is interesting.
On this weekend, actually, it was on the 21st, which was Thursday. So something happened on Thursday. Going into this weekend, was there's a $250,000 Warzone tournament.
Switch Rivals.
It was Switch Rivals?
Yeah.
Yeah, Switch Rivals. Rivals.
Oh
yeah.
My god, I didn't even realize. There's a Switch Rivals Warzone tournament. And there were cheaters in the Warzone tournament.
Lots of cheaters.
For Twitch Rivals.
And there's nothing they can even like do about it, because there's no anti-cheat.
Yeah, there's a tweet from Slasher that just says 250,000 Twitch Rivals Warzone tournament, and there's already multiple cheating accusations from players, even if no one is the Call of Duty in? Yeah, even if nobody's in the Call of Duty.
Oh no, I think it means like even if no one is cheating, the Call of Duty.
Oh, even if no one is, comma, the Call of Duty community currently has no faith in Activision to address the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's been going on for a while. And honestly, I wish we had Chad's brother to talk about this on honestly, because he played in the tournament. And one of the most popular clips in the tournament, by the way, Chad's brother's name is X Cuddy. He's a streamer on Twitch, really dope streamer. And there's a clip that he clipped of him just like getting one shot across the map. This guy just flicks. I don't know if Chad has the clip to link it in chat, but just flicks onto his face. One shots him, and immediately, and he's just like so obvious he's a cheater. But at the same time, I don't remember the guy's name. He's been actually blowing up. I'm not gonna go through the whole thing. It's a lot to talk about. But basically, this guy was like a less than 100 viewer Andy, and then after the cheating accusations, he became a 2K viewer Andy. The guy that was in the clip that killed John, X Cuddy. One of the Call of Duty like admins per se, I forgot what his name, I think his name is Timmy. He like went and inspected.
I don't know if he's like an admin or what. He's just like a really well-known player that's competed for a long time and is like he's brought upon himself like the whole idea of being like the cheater buster and like the guy that exposes like, you know, well-known players for cheating and like catches a bunch of cheaters. I guess he has a track record of doing that.
Yeah, and there's the clip, Jeff, if you guys want to see it, Chad linked it in the chat. And, you know, for anyone listening on the audio podcast, if you go, you could see it's probably X Cuddy's top clip on his channel if you want to go look
at it. Yeah, it's top clip of all time. It blew up. This thing's got, 52,000 views right now?
Yeah, so the dude in that clip, his name is, Metsy. This dude is now, has 2K plus viewers, like, average on Twitch. His chat is pretty toxic. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty toxic chat. It's just half the people just calling him some pretty bad stuff and the other half trying to defend him. No one actually knows officially if he's cheating. There's a lot of speculation because I think the guy's name was Tommy, not Timmy. Yeah. So Tommy basically went with him and explored his PC through TeamViewer for like 2 hours. But this was like 2 hours after the tournament, right? So a lot could have happened between those 2 hours. And if you guys know cheating scandals before, like Kukli from CSGO, he literally had his cheats like integrated into his mouse. Like there's different ways to integrate your cheats into your system. So there's so many.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Integrated into on a LAN. Mouse?
Yeah. He cheated on LAN with mouse cheats. Yeah. It's crazy.
It was like a USB or like a driver. Maybe it was a USB. I think it was just a USB or some shit.
Yeah. Something like that. That just basically like, I don't know. There's a lot of ways you could do it.
There's a lot of ways to cheat.
Yeah. The dude literally could just unplug the USB and the cheating is just like removed. So there's still no one knows. And I think he even got like prize money for it. Like there's so much scandalism in this tournament. $250,000 and there's multiple cheaters confirmed and multiple cheaters that have been speculated on. So,
and that was like the biggest guy that got honest, like that people like noticed and were like, holy shit, is this guy cheating? Like that was the biggest one. Apparently there was like a bunch of others throughout the entire tournament. Like there were just cheaters like on every team or something. Not literally, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that. I thought this was just about one guy.
No, apparently there's others. Yeah. Apparently it was just an absolute cheat fest. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had John on here to talk about it because he knows more than us. But like, it is so ridiculous that there's no anti-cheat for Call of Duty, and especially when there's tournaments of this caliber going on, and people are just getting invited to it and like picking up members, and it's like anyone could just cheat and just make bank off of it. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's wild that like there's just like no anti at all.
Doesn't
make
sense.
And one of the biggest games, bro. Like literally every game has an anti cheat, pretty much, especially shooters. How is there not an anti cheat in Warzone?
These dudes spent. There's more. This the game. The download size of the game is bigger than the amount of money they put into the anti-cheat. 256 gigabytes to make this game. There's no anti-cheat. You couldn't spend $250 on an anti-cheat. Hello?
250. What are you getting it from Fiverr?
At least spend something. You could get the worst anti-cheat there is. At least the game is big. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get how you could put so much into a game that it takes up. You have to buy a separate hard drive to run the game, and you can't even make an anti-cheat for this game.
They don't have to make it. They could just like use someone else's.
Use anyone
for it. Like what? You know what I mean?
It's so stupid. Where's the money going? It's just like racking into the pockets of the CEOs, and they're like, just like, oh, who needs anti-cheat?
We're talking about Blizzard Activision, right? That's the company.
Blizzard Activision. Yeah, dude, fantastic. So, I mean,
they don't have the best track record as far as you know, companies go. So,
yeah, I don't even know. I feel like if you're going to host this one specific $250,000 tournament, you can't expect people not to. Like, it's too big of a prize pool, and for you to have like no. Like kind of like research into it, or like not even doing any sort of anti-cheat. Like it's going to happen if you just put that money up on the line. Like, you know, if there's cheddars, the rats are gonna come. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Flom is saying there actually is an anti-cheat, but it's terrible. And if that's the case, and that's just embarrassing that they even have that, because like, it's just like they can't catch anything with it. It's much.
Dude, I don't think there is though. Like, I'm not sure they actually have an anti-cheat. Or I don't know, because I remember asking like Warzone streamers that I was playing with one time, because they were like someone said there's no anti-cheat. I was like, wait, there's actually no anti-cheat? And I can't remember. I feel like they said there wasn't one, or yeah, it's just like a joke. Like it's not
ridiculous,
even like,
dude.
Oh, it's basically as if they just don't have one.
It's literally just like people report cheaters and they get banned, I think. And like there's no actual anti-cheat.
Oh,
I don't think there's any sort of automated detection software like running.
Yeah, someone's saying they have one. They bragged about it when they implemented it like a month ago after release. It's just terrible. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I don't understand.
I think I do remember them. I remember like some COD player was like, yes, they got an anti-cheat too. Like, that's why I saw it on my timeline. So I think I remember, I know what he's talking about.
It's just absolutely terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's just embarrassing. I mean, cheaters in any, this goes kind of for any video game, like cheating is just, okay, I'm smiling already because it's going to be a funny conversation. I'm just saying, what if someone cheats, okay, life in prison, no one cheats anymore, you're done, who's going to cheat?
Dude, Korea, a lot of games, Korean games, require you to use your like social, like your literal like government, like social security number, or the Korean equivalent, and like you have to like use it to sign up for accounts.
Yep,
you cheat, bro, you get banned. That's fucking it, dog. Like that is literally the number that labels you as a human in your society. Like that's it, dog. It's over. Like you cheat in Korea, you're going to prison, bro. I'm pretty sure it's like actually illegal to that extent in some other countries.
It is illegal. Yeah, you actually get like jail time for cheating in Korea, I think, or China, one of the two. But both countries make you put your social security number. Like I know for a fact, League of Legends players in China and Korea, like they can't make. I think they or no no people can't make accounts in China and Korea because they need social security numbers for those countries. People will sell their people literally sell accounts.
People sell their
socials to make accounts. On League of Legends, it's insane. Like they'll sell the children's social that was just born or something.
I knew a guy that wanted to play Black
Desert. Somebody who's just born.
Yeah, like
they like sell their kids social like, for
like imagine your kid's born. You use him like you use them on eBay to sell an account to someone in the USA. You just keep pumping out kids for more League of Legends accounts.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
He's done. No, I knew a guy that he was trying to play the Black Desert launch, but I think it came out in Korea first or something.
Yeah.
And so, like, my two friends, they literally, like, bought Koreans, like, socials so they could sign up and play, like, Black Desert when it launched. It was, like, insane. That's it was nuts. Crazy. I was like, it blew my mind that was even a thing or they could even do that.
Yeah, I can't believe people actually are, like, willing to sell that. I feel so, like, scary to give that number out.
Yeah.
Because that's something that's like,
and it's just like, private. It's like, yeah, he just wants to play League of Legends, so it's fine.
Just to play some League in another country.
Crazy.
You get like 200 ping, use a VPN, no one can tell.
That's like the same thing then.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, with Warzone, have you guys actually touched the game recently? Like, either of you?
I want to say like maybe 2 months ago I played for a couple hours with my brother, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
I don't really touch it often.
Did you run into cheaters at all?
Yeah, actually, we did.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, we did. Yeah, landed super. Just fucking blatant as fuck.
Yeah, wiping for sure. Everybody. I run the cheaters as well. Even Tarkov has tons of cheaters as well. Like, and I've been playing Tarkov a lot lately. And, like, there's not even a point to run labs because it's, like, a 50-50 whether you get a cheater or not. Because it's, like, that has all the best loot in the game. So everyone every cheater's in a go. And cheaters in Tarkov have a thing where you can literally just stand in spot and loot the whole map without needing to move anywhere.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's just, like, there's no point.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you could stand,
you spawn in, all the loot, like, pops up as, like, a UI. And then you just pick and choose what you want to put in your bag. Oh, yeah, literally.
Ooh, key card.
Literally,
red
yes.
Oh, red key card.
Graphics card. Ooh. Like, what?
You just pick it and extract.
Even the loot inside of the rooms, like, you don't even need to buy the cheaters don't even need to buy the red cards to get into the rooms. They can literally just loot through the walls. It's insane.
It's just already there.
There's just no point to run labs because it's like either you die to a cheater immediately or you get grenade launchered. And it's just like there's no winning in labs. So.
Or there's just no loot because some guy spawned in and got it all instantly and disappeared.
He just leaves. Like, yeah, it disappears.
Whoa.
Gee, I hate it. Cheating in video games is so I never understand the point, dude. I never understand the point. I just don't get why people would ever cheat. It just ruins the it's just not even a point. You might as well go play a clicker game. It's the same thing.
Well, I feel like I might have something to add to this.
Mr. Backman.
As a man with a 2300 day back ban on the record. Actually 2439 days.
This man just went and checked.
Well, how long is that? 6.68 years ago, I was vag banned. I will admit, I was vag banned, labeled as a cheater in the CSGO community.
You're scum. Scum of the earth.
I really am. I really
scum
am.
Scum of the earth.
Well, listen, I think, and maybe this is me. This is me. And I wouldn't cheat again, right? I would never do such a thing again.
Why are you smiling when you're saying that?
Because I think it's just funny. I think it's funny I got banned.
I swear, bro, I'll never cheat again.
The crazy part is I didn't even do nothing, bro. That was my brother on my account.
Okay, dude, don't use that like as the meme of excuses, because guess what happened to my first Steam account, bro?
Oh, you actually got
banned. I kid you not.
Because your brother.
I kid you not, bro. 1.6, bro. Got back banned.
Not 1.6.
I was playing one night. I let my brother play on the account. We just kind of shared it was my account, but I like, let him play on it just, you know, because I had it. I fucking bought the game on the disc, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, bro, go ahead. You can play some games, you know, not expecting this man to go on fucking freehacks.net and download some aimbots. Like, so of course, like the next day after, like I let him play, I like went to bed, whatever, dude, we were pretty young. I don't really remember entirely, but I get on the next day, bro. And guess what? Bam, VAC detected for cheat. You were permanently banned from VAC secure servers.
Oh,
I'm just like,
my
I'm just like,
God,
I like
man.
Sat there for a second. I was just like, bro, John, you f-, and he denied it. This mother,
he this denied man, it,
bro. He, I like, I know that I was not cheating on my account.
Yeah, clearly,
bro. No one else was using the account. This man has the balls to deny it for like years, bro, for years. And then, like, I brought it up, like, maybe 5 years after. And he was like, yeah, bro, my bad. That's on me. I was like, dude, yeah, I know.
It took him 5 years to admit it. He had so much guilt inside of him.
He was just building up. He's like, I gotta tell him I cheated.
Oh, so RIP, my first Steam account. Shout out, XCuddy.
I never. So, this is a funny scenario. I never cheated on a video game, but There was one time where, Chad, you probably remember this, where people would like be like, oh, send me your Steam info, and I'll give you all these CD keys of all these other games. I was like 9 years old, dude. I sent my info to my account through an email to a random dude. And I'm like, there's no way this dude's going to scam me. You know what? That's just, who would do that? That's fucked up. I was like, nah. I'm like, that's like, no one's going to do that. I send in my info. Not even like 3 minutes later, I can't log into my account anymore. I'm just like, all right.
It's gone.
That was my account that had like most of my 1.6 hours at the time. So I'm just like, all right, cool.
It's gone. Okay, listen, now that you say that, as well with me, when I was on PlayStation 3, you know, the Modern Warfare 2 hacked lobbies.
Of course.
And the spinning prestige symbol that everybody wanted.
Yep.
The emblem icon, one or the other.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted it. This man, Stingray, I still remember his name.
Stingray.
I had him on my friend account because I met him in a game or whatever. And I was like, we were talking about some hack lobby or whatever. I was like, yo, how do you get that emblem? That's what it was. How do you get that emblem? He goes, yo, if you give me your like name and pass or whatever, I could get it for you. I was like, oh, really? Like, it's not sketch? He's like, nah, bro. And I'm like, all right. Let's do it. And so I give him my info, and it's gone. It just poof, vanished. No longer have access to the account, just like that.
That's
I don't even
crazy.
Know what he did with it. He probably sold it to somebody. I remember having like my friends in middle school message the guy, hey man, can you give his account back? So what dude. I did, dude, I had I was 10th prestige already on that account. So I just made a new account and I got the 10th prestige again, dude. I know like that game so much.
Oh my
Wait,
god.
You did it legit?
Yeah, I did it twice.
I just played the game so much. I cheated both times. I mean, like
you were literally just saying how you could never understand how somebody could cheat, and you said,
No, but I didn't cheat though. I went into a lobby.
You got into the challenge lobbies, right?
Exactly.
At Max Prestige.
Were you on Xbox?
Yeah, right.
Both. I literally did it twice. PS4 and Xbox.
Wait, did you guys not have that on PlayStation?
PlayStation was a lot rarer.
We had
it so much rarer.
Oh, really? Maybe I just got lucky then. But. Well,
everyone and their mom had a JTAG Xbox and could just run modded lobbies, bro. You're literally just playing the game. You would get put into these modded lobbies, like on accident, just queuing. Like,
yeah,
it was crazy.
You just reminded me, dude. Yeah. Actually, I did cheat one time. I did cheat. It was in Dungeon Defenders. Defenders! I cheated in Dungeon Defenders, dude. Dungeon Defenders won! I cheated in Dungeon Defenders. Yeah, I gave myself like the best weapons in the game and everything, and I was just going around and pub. And like, the thing is, in Dungeon Defenders, when you mod the weapons, you do it in Cheat Engine. So I modded everything in Cheat Engine to the max, and you would just have like, you know, the harpoon on the squire. It would just shoot like 1,000 harpoons in 1 second and just fly.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
You never played Dungeon Defenders?
You know the harpoon on the squire?
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't, you lost me.
Are you saying you guys didn't play Dungeon Defenders?
Wait, so
no,
the,
I
you
played it
Dungeon,
once for maybe
I played
an hour.
It like, yeah, I played it, yeah, same. I played it like a handful of times for a very short period of time. You're not like playing against other players, are you?
No, you're
I thought,
not.
I thought
you're
that
not.
Was like you play with like homies as a team against like PvE style.
Yeah, you play with homies as a team, yeah.
Okay, and so like can we call like using like Cheat Engine for like basically single player games really like cheat? Like you're not hacking.
Like I use an auto clicker and cookie clicker. Like,
okay,
yeah, like
you know? Here's one thing though that happened. I didn't do this. I had a friend who is a rat. We no longer talk to him anymore, okay? This friend, and this is like in middle school, okay? This dude would make like botted or like modded weapons and stuff on Dungeon Defenders and sell them to people for currency, like Xbox currency. So what he would do is he would have them send him and the worst part was he wouldn't even sell it to them. He would make it and then he would just show them the weapon, but like you can't pick it up until you send the money. So he sends the money, boots them from the room, and picks up the weapon. And then that's it. He just blocks him, and he literally got every game he owned on Steam through that because he never bought anything. It was insane. He actually scanned people.
That's insane. That was for Microsoft points.
Yeah, Microsoft points. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's wild.
Just scam people.
I knew. I mean, I definitely like. I remember like that was a huge thing with the Call of Duty mod lobbies. Like people would literally not even have a JTAG. they would just like get the, because if you were in the modded lobby, remember, it would like stick
it's
to
like
your
it's like
account.
Infection it's like an infection.
Yeah, it's like
server.
Infection. So now like you have the modded lobby, like, so you host your game, your lobby's modded as long as you stay in there, and then people would just like send messages. They'd send messages out to all their recent friends.
Yo, I'm in a modded lobby.
Yo, what's up, guys? Doing a modded lobby, max prestige, 2400 Microsoft points. Just hit me up. I'll send you an invite.
Yep.
And people would just farm kids, bro. They would get their Microsoft points, send them the code, redeem the code, and then block the kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like all the time. It was huge.
It was so common in COD. Like, I never, not one time did I actually, like, earn my prestiges. I literally just cheated everything in that. Because it was just like every lobby.
Because like I said, on PlayStation, it was, I feel like it was so much rare. I did it twice. I got 20th prestige. That shit was so rare.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that, dude. That's pretty ridiculous. I never even did it once.
I just played the game so much, dude.
I mean,
I never actually did, like, I did the modded lobbies with like super speed and like, you know, like all the whatever, but I never did the challenge 10th prestige lobbies. I never joined those. I actually grinded Call of Duty till 10th prestige every time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, I probably could have with how many hours I put into Call of Duty. It's just like I never needed to, because you would just hop. Oh my god, can you guys hear this?
Is that rain?
Yeah,
that's hail.
Oh my.
Oh really?
Bruh.
Watch out, dude.
Let me move my mic further away. You know.
Watch out, dude. Was the hail gonna come flying through his walls?
I swear, what? Right?
Maybe. You never know.
How big is this hail, dude?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, because we're talking about why somebody would cheat, right? As a man with a 2400 day back ban himself. Yeah, only did it because I was done with CSGO. Like, there were times within the past, 6.68 years where I was like, maybe I'll hop on CSGO. I can't. Maybe like two or three times within that time frame where, I might want to hop on. But really, it's like, I'm banned, it's whatever. Like I said, I was done with the game, and I was bored.
Did you have any other games in your library or no?
Did I have other games? Yeah.
Are you able to still play other games with the vac ban?
I don't actually know. I don't really, maybe not Valve specific server games.
You can't play any games with vac, is Valve anti-cheat, so any vac secured server, any Valve game, like which is going to be running vac, you actually I don't think can play.
What even games? Crazy. What games do they even have?
Valve Ricochet? Doesn't make games anymore.
Ricochet is the best game of all time.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They don't make any games.
Thank God.
Ricochet was goated. Oh my God.
I never played Ricochet.
Deathmatch Classic.
Your hats, all your hats, bro. Done. Done.
No, I actually used to trade in TF2.
Yeah, you're done, bro. Your inventory cashed. See you later.
Okay, I wiped it before I cheated, bro.
Sold everything off.
Sold everything.
Yeah.
Got $5 out of it.
Actually, I made $400 trading in TF2.
What?
Did you ever get an unusual?
No. The most I got was like a Bill's hat.
Bill's hat was gas.
Yeah, Bill's hat was dope.
I think the only cool item I got were the AirPods.
I forgot about that.
The Mac. Yeah. Bro, that was literally the currency. Like, Buds and Bill's the hats Buds. And metal.
Buds were fine and keys, yeah.
Buds were the only cool thing I got. Everything else was trash.
Well, guess.
You know, shout out all the cheaters. Fuck you guys.
Thank you. Oh, never mind.
If you live and you learn from cheating, you know, you stop cheating, you know, respect. But if you're just like cheating in every game, then, you know, filth.
Yeah. A reason why people would cheat is because there's real world value in cheating, like now.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, for sure.
RuneScape, Tarkov, like, it's against their terms of service to actually real world trade, but you know, it happens.
You know. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up RuneScape actually, because I watched a video of a RuneScape scammer. It was like a 20 minute long video, and the dude that made the video, I'm not gonna explain the video, but basically the dude that made the video received death threats from all those scammers.
I saw this video.
Yeah.
He received tons of
death threats. He made a follow-up video showing the death threats and stuff. And people were saying, like, take down the video or else, like, your whole family's gonna die and stuff. Like, it was insane. People were just, like, straight up sending him the worst possible shit. Because, like, to those scammers, like, that's literally their entire livelihood is just scamming people for their money. So, like, in RuneScape, it's extremely bad because it's harder to tell in that game when people are scamming, and a lot of people just go in there and they'll, like, people will just bet, what is it called again? The one-on-one duels? I'm literally blanking so hard right now.
There's
Duel
Arena? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so people would stake money in RuneScape, and they'd bet, like, millions. And, like, you know, and usually they're supposed to win, like, because their character's way higher level. But these scammers have, like, some sort of, like, modded something, or just, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But basically, they would just scam the life out of kids. People would lose hundreds of millions, and millions in that game is worth tons of money. People would just sell the money back to the people they're scamming, and they keep repeating, and they keep repeating. And it's just like, they literally are selling and receiving from the same person. It's insane. It's such a crazy scandal going on over there. It's still going on. It's a big issue in RuneScape.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah, people make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, no cap, hundreds of thousands a month off of scamming people in RuneScape.
Yeah. By the way, I can gold trip some armor if you want.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I actually need mithril, so.
I have no idea what that means. I have never played RuneScape.
No worries, dude. You saved yourself the trouble.
Well, dude, I feel like I told this story probably on the podcast before, but like when I was a little kid, this kid on my baseball team, I went to school with, his dad played RuneScape when I was over at his house. I was like, oh, your dad plays RuneScape? RuneScape must be lame if dads are playing it. You know what I mean? Like some little dumb kid shit. Yeah. You know? Anyway.
It's okay. It had its time. It had its time. All right. Next topic. We got TikTok. And this is just kind of like, there's so much that we can...
TikTok. I mean,
this is just like a lot. Basically, TikTok has... TikTok just seems like free growth right now. I'm not going to lie. It's like ludicrous how much you could grow off TikTok compared to any other platform.
Yeah.
I think Rizzo probably is a good person to talk about this because Athena has probably grown the most out of anyone in Rocket League on TikTok. Maybe, I don't know about Thanovich. He's grown a decent amount on TikTok as well, but I think Athena's grown the most. Go ahead, take it away, Riz.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know if she's grown the most, but she's grown a lot. There was maybe, say, like, less than a week ago, she was telling me, like, in the past 10 days, I have gotten 100,000 followers on TikTok. Like, just imagine doing that on any, like, it's like TikTok, so it's like 100,000, you know? It's kind of, you know, there's so many people on TikTok. But if you think about that on any platform, how crazy 100,000 followers is, that's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly.
It's a week too.
It's a crazy amount. So it's like, it's just as substantial as getting those people interested in what you're doing on TikTok as it is doing it on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, you know, the main, I guess, I don't even know what you want to call it. Because like TikTok is such a big one, it can easily be considered a main platform now.
Yeah,
at this point.
Sure.
And yeah, they have a monetization platform as well. Granted, it's not as good as the other ones because you're constantly swiping and like there's not really much ad revenue, but it's there. And I think what makes up for that is the fact that, do you guys actually go on TikTok?
Yeah, I do.
I never even downloaded the app. I don't have an account. Okay. I'm like full boomer status when it comes
to
this one.
Fair enough. So just say like throughout a week, me, for example, and says you maybe vouch or something. Throughout a week, I probably watch like 20, 30 YouTube videos, right? Throughout a week. On TikTok, I probably see 500 at least TikToks. So I'm giving 500 views to people on TikTok compared to 20 to 30 views on YouTube. So that's when everybody's doing this and a bunch of people are doing this. And there's like so much viewership and so many people on it. It's so easy to just gain viewership on the platform because everybody's swiping and everybody's constantly seeing one thing. And if you see the TikTok, it counts as a view. So you don't have like half a second and it counts as a view. Whereas like YouTube, you have to watch for like 30 seconds or something like that. I think we actually talked about this before. Now that I'm thinking about it, counts as a view?
A little bit with like YouTube algorithm and things like that. I think when we were having that discussion,
but we haven't talked pretty, specifically that's like insane. About TikTok.
TikTok's like maximizing their users essentially for as far as metrics, right?
Yeah, it's a huge platform.
It's absurd. That's crazy. It is honestly insane how big like TikTok is. It's like, it's honestly like mind-blowing. Like so many people have just seen so much growth, and it like transfers too, like to their other platforms. Like,
yeah,
and that's something like that people struggle with, even being big, like YouTube to Twitch, Twitch to YouTube, Twitter, Instagram to those platforms. You know what I mean? Like, that sort of conversion is like unseen, I feel like, compared to what TikTok is doing. Like, it's never been so easy to like grow your other platforms with like any other social media thing than TikTok.
Yeah, so if we, so specifically Athena, talking about transferring your viewership or whatever. So mid-December or whatever, oh God, voice crack. Mid-December or whatever, she was averaging like, it's hard to tell, 400 to 600, 700 viewers, 400, 700 viewers. And that number has just gone up the past, say, like, since January, I guess, is a good way to put it. And it starts at 700 is like her average, and then it's 900, 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, 1,600. Now I'm in January 15th, 2,000 average, 1,700 average, 1,300 average. Like, these, this is average viewership for a stream. It's crazy. This is because she's gotten the follower growth on TikTok and just transferred it over to Twitch. Mm-hmm. And now her viewership on Twitch has tripled or almost quadrupled. And I don't know if it's the same for me specifically, but I have gotten a lot more viewership on Twitch as well. Whereas, like, say, like, before the break in December, I was probably averaging around like 2K to 2.5. Mm-hmm. And I'm turning on my stream and getting like 3.5 to 4K as well. And I don't even upload on TikTok as much.
I feel like post on TikTok a lot of your growth could be attributed to Rocket League free to play and your YouTube booming as well, though.
But I haven't uploaded on YouTube in a long time, and free to play happened like 3-4 months ago.
Oh, you're talking about this is like super recent?
This is recent. Yes, like this is within the past week or two where I would turn on my stream.
How many followers you have on TikTok?
I mean, didn't you just play with Ludwig, bro? Like, isn't he like one of the biggest?
Yeah, but even before, that's what I'm saying. Even before Ludwig, yeah, before I was getting like 3.5, 4K.
Yeah, Rizzo was always averaging like 3K the past 2 months, to be honest.
And
yeah,
I'm at like 140,000 followers on TikTok.
Wow.
And I have like that's 10 wild. Videos.
That's wild. I started laughing earlier because I saw Rizzo's dad type, "Iz has 300 followers on TikTok and has yet to put up a video. I feel scammed." I love how your dad always, I always just randomly look at chat and I see Rizzo's dad, just some random smug comment, always makes me laugh.
Well, you gotta stop scamming him, dude.
Yeah. No, it's okay, dude. Trust me. TikToks will start coming out once I'm cured.
So like, what kind of like content is on TikTok even? Because I've everything, like, you know, I've seen videos upload on other social media like places, or like my friends send me, and like, you know, like a couple like funny videos or like maybe like a little bit of like gameplay clips. But I feel like the majority of
cringe.
The TikTok content that I just happen to run into is like, and listen, bro, like, I got nothing against like,
just say it,
like people just or say women it. Or like anything about like showing skin, like, you know, body positivity. I'm all for it, but I feel like TikTok is like basically softcore pornography. From being a non-TikTok
okay,
user,
did not expect that.
I didn't
that.
Expect that either. I thought he was going to mention the dancing.
Well, that's what I'm kind of talking about, bro.
I mean,
TikTok has probably one of the greatest algorithms for like any social media platform, because whatever I think if you watch it longer, it helps. But if you like a TikTok, it'll start recommending you more stuff that's like that. So if you think something's funny and you click like, you're going to start getting more funny stuff. Where if you're sitting there and you're liking all the, you know, the dancing, you're going to get a bunch of dancing stuff. So if you keep scrolling, eventually your For You page is going to just be a bunch of recommended stuff that you're probably interested in. So it keeps you on there for a really long time.
Yeah.
And you keep scrolling and you're just like, this is funny, but I'm not gonna like, you know. Yeah, no, it does. And I say it's the greatest, but it's an absolute trap for sure.
It's the greatest for growth. Like, even going from YouTube to Twitch, like, you can get some pretty good numbers on Twitch, but like the amount you get from TikTok is just like, it's absolutely inflated to the max right now. Like, it's just like, you can pretty much start anywhere, post anything you want, and just have a little bit, like, you can transfer some of your growth over from YouTube and Twitch to TikTok, and then once you start getting a small following, it'll just blow up.
Yeah. And what's the most popular, like, type of content on TikTok, would you say?
It's probably dancing. But there are so many niches in TikTok. That you could do, like, fitness or food or cooking, anything.
Cooking is, like, and my whole feed.
There's yeah, exactly. So there's, like, a bunch of trends as well where people will use a certain song, and then people will just take that song, say, like, the dance people are dancing to a song, people will take that song and then just start using it in their cooking videos because it's, like, the trendy song on TikTok, and they'll start using that. And it just constantly, there's like a new couple trends every week.
And to explain how trends work, it's like you, literally a trend is its own category. Like you click on it and it shows the whole category of videos listed underneath that trend or the song, which usually trends are based on a song.
There's and sounds as well. So like you can see the most viewed videos with that sound.
Even, I mean, this is it away from Twitch and everything. Even artists, like real, like actual artists, like music creators, like what's St. John, that song Roses, that thing literally blew up and it like, it was like perfect timing with his whole career. Cause now he's like growing a lot and his new album did really well. And, a lot of artists are using this platform.
Isn't that like how Corpse Husband got big?
I don't know, actually. I don't know too much about Corpse, to be honest.
Because he's another one of those creators who, like, just kind of, like, popped up when I was gone from, like, streaming and Twitch.
Well, he mainly played with OTV, so I feel like that just is such a big help.
But didn't he, like, have music before that? I feel like he got discovered from his, like, music through, he got used on, like, TikToks and went viral, maybe? Or I don't know.
I know he does have the song, I'm pretty sure. But he also uploaded YouTube videos, and I'm pretty sure he did, like, horror stories or something.
Oh, on YouTube. That's right.
So he had like a million plus subscribers from like doing something like that already. And so he just started going into gaming. I don't know how he got into it.
Yeah, Garrett's saying his scary stories were super popular on TikTok. And then Garrett also said Megan Thee Stallion is smart AF with TikTok. What did she? I didn't know that. Did she use her songs for TikTok? Like she makes them for it?
I'm not sure, but that could be. I mean, I'm pretty sure Drake did that with his left foot, slide. Yeah, that one.
Oh man,
that's literally that. When TikTok, like after TikTok came out, however long ago now, that you saw that from like literally every artist with half a brain. They were like, okay, I need a TikTok song, and we saw a ton of artists try and fail, and some succeeded. But there was some trash ass music coming out last year, bro. Let me tell you, holy shit.
Yeah, it's no surprise. I mean, they want to hop in on the trend. They know where the money is.
Yeah,
you know what's
get
crazy?
That bag. King.
TikTok has like some sort of partnerships with music companies, and Twitch doesn't. Like that's insane to me. That a new company that isn't backed by Amazon or anything can just get access to not be hit with DMCAs and like, you know, lose revenue and everything, but Twitch can't.
I don't know fully about that because I do have a TikTok that's been muted. But
no, some will get hit with a DMCA, but the majority won't. The majority won't. And Twitch is the opposite. Twitch is like the majority will hit you with a DMCA, and there's like a couple artists that you have to directly message and be like, yo, can I use your stuff? And that's just it's so ridiculous. And you would think that with how much money Amazon has that they could do that within like less than a week.
Maybe.
Can you monetize? Because you said they have some sort of like monetization like built into the platform on TikTok.
Right.
Can you monetize like things with copyrighted music or sound? Really?
Yeah. You're just good to go. They they have two things actually. There's one where you just listen. It's per, you know how you get CPM, so your clicks per milli, clicks per thousand views. So per 1,000 views, you're gonna get paid X amount. It's 4 cents.
That's actually nothing.
4 cents for every 1,000 views.
That's so little. I'm not gonna lie.
It's awful. It is.
That's terrible.
But again, like I said, when people are scrolling through and there's, you know, like I average like 500 views a week or whatever, when everybody's doing that, it works. It does.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot. Like for individual people, like it's not a lot at all. Like I've made money on TikTok through this, and it's like I make like a dollar, like more than a dollar a day, but at times I make like a dollar. But they also have it's a creator marketplace as well. And this is where you actually sign up, and I'm pretty sure they put you in touch with brands, which is similar to I think Twitch's bounty system, but I got denied. So I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. You basically just will get sponsorships through TikTok and a brand.
Does Athena have it?
I'm not sure. I'm sure she does, though. But I don't think she's used it.
We got to get her on to talk about that. Got to get the inside scoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I remember I saw her tweet and I just immediately went and made a TikTok. Like, or I already had one. I just never like publicized it because I just had it for myself.
Yeah, and I have somebody now who's making TikToks like for me, and it's like an editor. I have somebody making TikToks for me.
You know,
John does it. Athena does it. I'm sure others.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
I feel like making a TikTok might be in the best interest for me and my channel, like as far as streaming. I don't know if I can take this responsibility though, bro. I'm a, like, I can't lie. Like, I'm probably going to sit there for most of the day just watching all the dancing, bro. Like, it's not that I have an issue with it. Listen, I actually am a huge fan of it.
A huge advocate.
And it would be dangerous to have this access on my phone.
It is kind of dangerous.
Like, I'm never getting out of bed, bro.
No, dude, if I hop on TikTok at midnight, I have to force myself off the app. And, like, my phone died one time, and I was like, that's how I got off. I'm not even kidding. Because it made my phone die, and I was like, thank God, now I can go to bed.
Listen, I'm not going to cap, okay? Going back, like, okay.
Bro, I'm just going to be looking at ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to say. There's some bad bitches, bro. Like, I'm not trying to simp. I'm not trying to simp or anything, but I'm just saying, sometimes I'm scrolling through, I'm like, damn. Like, I don't know what to do. It's not my fault. I'm a man. I respect it. It's like, you know, I see a bad bitch. I'm like, damn, she a bad bitch. I can't do anything about it. And then, you know, you keep going.
You get distracted. I get distracted. Like, when I try to post, like, I'll start my stream, right? And I'll, like, sit down and I'll pull up Twitter, like, while I'm talking to chat doing, like, the intro, you know what I mean? And then I'll, like, pull up Twitter. And then, like, you know, like, I'll be following, like, a couple girls that, like, do OnlyFans, right? And so, like, I'll pull up my Twitter, get ready to post to go live tweet, and I'll just be, like, staring at it. And I'll just be, like, I'll start scrolling. And I'll just start scrolling. And I'm sitting here, I'm live. I'm just sitting here, like, I'm gonna. Eyes fucking popping out of my jaw to the floor, you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean, bro? And then I'll, like, remember I'm streaming after sitting here quiet for 5 minutes. I'm just like, oh yeah, fuck, all right, let's do this thing.
Oh,
dangerous, bro. It's a dangerous game.
Oh, shit.
If I get TikTok, my productivity is gonna be at an all-time low.
You gotta do, like, the there's, like, where it'll automatically close apps after a certain time or whatever, forces you off of them. You gotta do that. I gotta do that too. I gotta make myself turn off. My timeline is, like, sadly, I started liking some Rocket League things, so I start seeing Rocket League stuff now. But most of my stuff is, like, pretty funny. Like, I just keep scrolling. I'm like, I, like, get a good laugh out of it, so I just keep going. Like, it makes me laugh. So I keep going, and now I got some Rocket League stuff. But dude, it's addicting. I can't deny it.
It is. My whole feed is just, like, funny random memes, NBA, and cooking. That's it.
Yeah.
My whole feed.
I wonder what my feed will be.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
I guess there is
some more. I'm just not going to go into it. I follow a couple. Never mind. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think we talked enough about TikTok.
Yeah, we're going on TikTok. Ooh, yeah, shout out TikTok. Appreciate you. You know, late night. So.
That didn't even register. In my brain until a second after.
You're good.
What'd he say?
No, nothing happened, bro. All right, listen. So, you know, next topics are kind of just fun topics for us to just discuss. It's not even any, like, one topic.
Yeah, just a quick.
Just a quick, we can just bang it out there. Yeah, just something to kind of wrap up the podcast. Recently, we've seen we're going to have one of the best, or in the future, we're going to have one of the best Super Bowls probably in history. We have Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. Yeah, this is the absolute gold standard of Super Bowls. We have the equivalent of what I would say is LeBron versus Jordan in, like, the finals in NFL right now. It's absolutely crazy. And I'm definitely watching the whole thing. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even that interested in football. I only watch the playoffs. I never watch the regular season. But, like, this is going to be so hype, and I don't think anyone should miss this, because this is, like, one of those moments where we're never going to see again. Like, we never got to see LeBron versus Kobe in the finals, or, you know, Jordan versus LeBron or Kobe in the finals either. So this is, like, one of those moments that you just have to see. You cannot miss this, I feel like. Cool.
As somebody who doesn't watch a ton of NFL, or, like, really, I'm not, like, a Brady fan. I'm not really, like, a Mahomes fan for, like, any reason. You know, it's not like I don't like them or anything, but, like, I don't, this doesn't feel that hype to me, bro. I don't know. Like, Mahomes is still, like, a young guy. Like, he might turn out to be, like, one of the fucking greats. You know what I mean? I mean, he's still young. He literally just won the Super Bowl. Like, as
What year is he in the NFL now? Like
he is 25, Patrick Mahomes.
Like his second, third year. So he's already 25. Like, starting off like strong.
He's 25.
I
feel
like,
years old.
I don't know. Like it might be hype in that sense. Like he's like the new young gun. And it's like the old legend.
It's not
know,
hype.
I mean?
It's not even hype. It's just facts.
I don't know.
Like Mahomes' track record for his age is better than any other quarterback in history in ever. It's insane.
That's what I'm saying. Stats, like he's starting off crazy.
Yeah, it's he's absolutely on a tear, and no one. I mean, if you just watch the guy. He reminds me of when Steph Curry kind of popped off in the NBA. It the hype around him made you want to watch him because it's like he does something crazy every game, guaranteed.
Jeremy Lin, baby.
Cleveland, dog.
Yeah, the Linsanity. That's what I'm saying. Linsanity. It goes both ways, you know. But like Mahomes reminds me of Curry in the sense that it's like we've never seen a quarterback like this. Like just a dude just running, all like he can throw across the field while he's running at any time he wants and. He just throws bombs, perfect accuracy. He can run the ball. It's just insane. Skill-wise, not like brain power, he's better than Brady. I'm not even exaggerating. He's better than Brady skill-wise. Brady, though, is unmatched with how much he watches film, though. You just can't... This guy knows your entire team's plays light years in advance. He knows what you're going to do. It's just like it's just a crazy matchup. It's pure, absolute skill versus the biggest brain in football's ever seen. So... It'll be a cool matchup. What's up? All right.
Cool. Yeah, I was just gonna say I only watched the Super Bowl last year. Just cause it's like super, you know, Super Bowl. Woo,
Super Bowl.
Go
yeah,
watch football. Football.
Woo, football.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll see. We'll see if I watch this. I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's just interesting how Brady goes to the Bucks and then.
They're right back.
Takes him to the Super Bowl. Like, just like that.
The GOAT, instantly. Dude. Is the GOAT.
Granted, they had a whole squad join him, too, just because Brady was joining, but, like, yeah. Still.
I mean, you really can't deny he's the GOAT. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, shout out Super Bowl. I don't know what Super Bowl it is, but, you know, that's going to be fun to watch.
I think it's 69.
Gotta be.
Like, why? Like, why?
What do you mean?
I regretted saying that.
Oh, my God. All right, next up, we got Poirier versus McGregor. You know.
Did you watch that shit?
Of course.
We watched it, yeah.
Oh, okay. You were in TDC?
Yeah, I saw your tweet. Rizzo didn't even know. Rizzo, the fight literally ended.
And no, Rizzo that was
making,
camp.
Making
that was
a
camp.
Meme tweet. Making a meme tweet. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I
was capping.
That was pretty insane. No one, I think that was, is that the first time Conor's been TKO'd? I think it is. Usually he just gets like submitted or just time runs out because he gets gassed and then it's just like over. But, yeah, McGregor actually just going downhill. He's lost any important fights. He just kind of loses any of the shitter fights like, Cowboy or Eddie Alvarez. Those he just kind of dominates, but against all the top talent, he just hasn't been able to keep up. So a lot of the hype is kind of dying around McGregor, which kind of sucks. Cause like, I love the McGregor hype. Like I love knowing like you go into a fight with him, anything crazy can happen, but it's not the same anymore. But he definitely like revolutionized. I don't think it's the same anymore. He definitely like revolutionized UFC, but I just feel like it's not the same with him. Like he doesn't have the skill anymore. Like he's fallen behind and everyone's kind of figured out like what to do against him.
I don't know. Like maybe he got a little lazy, hasn't been working as hard, got a little comfortable, man made like an insane amount of money and went on an absolute tear as far as his career. A little cocky for a while. Maybe, you know, he's got to humble up a little bit, you know, rein it in and just like get the grind back on. I don't think what you're saying is true, though, bro. Like that man can still fight, bro. Like,
no,
it's
I mean,
not even
yeah,
like
but...
it's not even like that fight that we just watched, like was like crazy out of control. Like in my eyes, I don't know like too much about fights and UFC and stuff, but in my eyes, McGregor had really great control over that. He was fighting the way he wanted to. He kept the space. He didn't get taken down and like. He didn't have to like wrestle with him, which would have been his disadvantage, right? Like he was fighting his game and it seemed like he was in really good control of the fight. And then he kind of just like ate way too many calf kicks and fucking
the calf kicks, dude.
Got popped, you know
well,
what
that,
I mean?
That's the thing is the cat like that literally just stops everything he does. Like, you know, eventually by that second round, he's going to take those calf kicks and then every fight, he's just going to lose the same way. So that like people figured out that strategy against him. Well, with Khabib, it's different. Khabib's the best to ever fucking do it. So it's like. He'll absolutely dominate McGregor every time because it's just unfair. And no one can even compete with Khabib. But like Poirier was a fighter, something like McGregor. They showed the stat cards in the first round. McGregor won the first round, and then second round he just,
Yeah, I
saw that.
His leg was gassed. His leg was gassed. Second round, he couldn't move anymore, and he just ate the punches. He just got knocked out. Poirier. I mean, Poirier is really good. All credit to him. So, he absolutely dominated him in the second round. But first round was all McGregor, I would say. But that was a sick fight.
I wouldn't even say he like dominated him even in the second round, dude. Like. It was, I feel like it was literally just him not giving a fuck about those leg kicks and trying to like take it. Like McGregor was still like fighting his fight, but I don't know, bro. Them leg kicks, bro.
Dude, I saw like if people were saying like if he just lifted his leg and didn't have it planted the whole time, it just would have reduced some of the damage and he would have been able to keep going on. But like he just like, I mean, his stance, I don't know this term for his stance, but his stance is just like his front leg is always planted. It's against the floor, like max pressure. So he's going to take the full blown of it every time. I just saw Rizzo smile. What happened?
I was going to say goofy. The goofy stance.
The goofy stance?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're not
dude.
Skateboarding, bro.
What do you mean, man?
Oh, this isn't Tony Hawk's, bro.
Whatever, dude.
This dude played too much skate recently, bro.
Oh, anyway, I thought it was a good fight, though.
No, it was a good fight. I kind of wanted to see McGregor lose. I wanted to see him get knocked out.
Like, I wasn't even going to watch it. And I'm not into, like, the analytical stuff of fighting. Like, I don't even really know what's happening. But, like, I saw it. I was like, oh, wow, that was a good punch to the face. I was like, he fell pretty quick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's such a crazy moment, too.
I don't watch fighting unless everybody else hypes it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's when I watched it.
I mean, that was well deserved hype. I mean, whenever McGregor comes back, it's just hype. And wait, you know, another crazy stat. I think McGregor made like $39 million or something off that fight, and Poirier made $1 million. So I mean, who really won?
Wait, how?
Because McGregor is like the
brand,
reason, that,
baby.
Yeah, the reason the hype is there is because of McGregor. Like it wouldn't be there without him. So.
Sells the tickets,
sells
the pay-per-views.
Is that like part of the deal or something? They're like, McGregor's going to get like 95%.
Yep.
99% or whatever the hell it actually is.
It's literally part of the deal, yeah. I mean, it's the big money fight, you know? Everyone, if you fight McGregor, you're guaranteed to make money. So it's like he's going to take the majority of the cut. But I mean, you're still receiving a mil. So it's like, I'll take it. And you knocked him out.
I mean, yeah, that was the best thing that could have happened for you, for sure.
That's crazy.
I'll be down in a sec. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, you got stew? You got some food?
Yeah, they made me some salmon.
Stew.
I think salmon.
Oh, speaking of food, I have a question for you, Sis.
Oh, of course. Hit
well, actually,
with it.
Chad too, but I was told this might be a Middle Eastern thing, so specifically Sis, but also and Chad, if you want to chime in here. Have you ever tried Doritos dipped in yogurt?
I have never tried that, but I have tried Takis dipped in cream cheese.
Okay, what's that's
that?
Different. I feel
yeah,
like.
That seems a little bit more doable.
A little more normal.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to say.
That's
wasn't
the only
it?
Thing I've tried. And like fries dipped in like a milkshake. That's like the two most I'll do.
Oh, like the weird food combo type things?
Yeah, I've never tried Doritos dipped in yogurt.
Yeah, and I have self respect, so I don't dip my Doritos in yogurt. That's just me.
Oh no, Rizzo, what do you do, dude?
I guess.
Okay.
What do you do, Rizzo?
So, this isn't me. I don't do Doritos dipped in yogurt. So
okay,
it's one of my mods, HK in chat. By the way, I see him there. That's why he wants to talk about it. Yeah, it's HK. So he, it was. I was streaming, and it was. I got this bit message from J&H, longtime viewer. He's like. I can't believe I can't believe we still let HK roam free, full well knowing he dips his Doritos in yogurt. And I was like, good joke. And then HK was like, it's not that bad, man. And Chad was like, wait, he's serious? I was like, no way, he's serious. So I asked a bunch of questions. He said, spicy Doritos and,
is it full fat yogurt?
Greek yogurt. Greek
is it non-fat yogurt. Or full fat? It's important. Probably full fat.
It's Balkan yogurt. Balkan.
All right, it's full fat yogurt. Oh,
full
yeah,
okay.
It's full fat. Well, usually okay. It's full fat.
I had never heard of that. But anyway, so I bought spicy Doritos. I mean, I still have the bag. It's right behind my monitor, actually. I still have the...
Can you try it on stream for us?
No.
Yeah, have you
I
tried
did
it?
I did. So okay. I got the Doritos, and I got the yogurt, and I got Greek yogurt. And I tried it on stream, and it was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
And I don't even know... I ate it, And I was like, you know, I could understand why somebody would like it, but it was disgusting.
No, bro, that dude needs to be locked up. He is unhinged. That's
Why would you stray off cream cheese? At least cream cheese is good. Like with anything, like it just works. But like, what is the? Why do you have some like liquidy ass yogurt on your Doritos? You know. And then I see this next thing. It's like, you know, if you're gonna at least dip something in it, at least do like, you know, like Middle Easterns do like pita bread and stuff. Like, you know, normal
and
things
yogurt
that you put with yogurt. Yeah, you take pita bread. You don't even dip it in it. You like put yogurt and then you add toppings with the yogurt because no one just eats yogurt in fucking like Doritos or some or pita bread. You add stuff
right
to it.
So
you
after
add
hummus, I had
you
it,
add yogurt, you know, something different.
After I had it, I was told that it's like a Middle Eastern thing to just dip everything in yogurt. And I was like, what? I was like, I grew up with a Middle Eastern friend all my life. I've never seen him just dip stuff in yogurt. And then they were like, as sis. So I was like, okay, I'll ask sis.
No, I don't dip stuff in yogurt. I dip stuff in my hummus. I dip stuff in this baba ganoush. I don't baba ganoush. Hey, that shit fire. Listen, that
what
shit
is
fire.
It?
I don't even know. My parents make it all the time. That shit fire. But yogurt, the most I'll do with it is I put it in a sandwich, and with other stuff you eat it. Or what most
wait,
commonly,
yogurt in a sandwich? Wait, hold up.
Yeah, it's actually very
what
common.
What kind of sandwich? Break this down.
Okay, it's like imagine pita bread, and you put yogurt, and then you
of yogurt? Like full fat?
Oh yeah, just normal Greek yogurt. And
it's
and then,
good. You can't be putting strawberry Yoplait.
No. You don't need that.
You put
yogurt
at the bottom. You know. Like,
you put what else? Like chicken shawarma. You put like arugula.
Shawarma.
Yes. I fucking hate you. I literally knew when I said shawarma that you were gonna say it. I was like, I know he's gonna say it. I gotta say it anyway. You put the shawarma, you put the arugula or whatever greens you got, you put Arabic pickles called thirshi, okay? It's literally just like pickled like cauliflower and like lettuce and stuff, and it tastes really good. And then that's your sandwich, you know, and sometimes you add some other stuff, but you know, it tastes good. Tastes good.
Yeah, I feel like I could fuck with that.
It sounds much better as like yogurt as like being a spread in a sandwich. It's more like a condiment in that situation.
Yeah, it is. And usually it's like, you know,
it's not like
it's
the
oil
dip. Like,
yeah,
it's not
yeah
a dip. No, it's yogurt and usually some olive oil mixed with it. And then you put that on your sandwich and it tastes really good.
Yeah, sounds good.
But that's like the most we'll do. I don't know. I don't know about all this fucking Doritos and yogurt bullshit, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no.
The only thing I think I really have ever like even dipped chips in is like obviously like a cheese or a salsa type thing, right? Like a queso, whatever. But you guys ever do French onion dip, bro? French onion dip, dude.
Don't
I get a bag of like original Ruffles and French onion dip, bro. I will sit there. I'll eat
the whole thing.
That's it. It's over.
Salt and vinegar chips.
That's it.
Salt and vinegar chips with some French onion. You know what it is, baby.
Hungry, bro. I'm getting hungry.
I literally have food.
Yeah, well, some
right.
Rub.
Yeah, I see your here food. I need
wait,
to get
is it
some,
right
dude
there?
It's literally right there. You see it? There's some salmon, right? Salmon and rice under it, you know? Fire. Well, on that note, time to go feast on some salmon and rice because, you know, that's the biz.
That's the biz.
Yes, sir. Hey, we appreciate everyone coming by, you know? Shout out all the stews. Shout out Papa Rizzo, always in chat, supporting the stews. You know, we love you guys. We'll see you guys next week. And yeah, peace out, baby.
Later.
Peace.
Where is this? How does this work again? Oh, this? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't streamed in a minute, haven't you?
Hit him with this? Yeah, no, it's been a while. It has been a while. Got Isaac App coming through, baby. Hey, shout out Isaac App. Hey, if you guys don't know who made this song, Isaac App Fixation, check it out on Spotify. And you know, see you guys next time.